James is growing as a football player every day. Actually, just in today's blitz pickup, I thought he was outstanding. So no one ever questioned James' ability to run the football. He has demonstrated that with his opportunities of last year and this year. But all the little things, you know, you see him, he just has a better feel in his protection responsibilities, check down, decisiveness, the relationship between Aaron and James as far as, you know, where to be, the time clock of the passing game. He's getting better all the time. So I'm very pleased with his progress.
Was it in the pass protection where he had to improve the most?
Young player has to improve in all aspects of his game, whether it's, I mean, he's a natural runner, but just the way you run the football is different from team to team. The techniques that you use and how it fits to the blocking scheme is different from team to team. So, I mean, he has to improve in all aspects of his game. That's what's exciting about him. He still has a lot of development improvement in front of him, and he's doing a heck of a job working at it.
Just generally speaking, is the mental part of pass protection, is that the biggest leap for a young player?
Well, the speed of it. I mean, if you go in the classroom, it's just like anything. You start with the instruction, the classroom work, identifying it on the board, the film, in the practice walkthrough in the gymnasium. So, I mean, he knows exactly what he needs to do. But now the recognition of when the defense is bluffing, the speed of it, the exchange. I mean, because, you know, everybody says, well, we made a protection call or adjustment. You don't have time. You know, our calls are visual and verbal. And visual is they happen on the move. There's no time to talk about them. So it's really doing your assignments within the speed of the game. And that's what every young player goes through. The speed, when they talk about the speed of the game, it's just not how fast everybody's moving. It's the recognition and the foot placement, hand placement, and playing with the fundamentals that are needed in all your assignments.
How has John Kuhn looked, particularly in the four-minute offense?
I mean, John's solid. I mean, you could play John anywhere. Which the beauty of with John Kuhn is if anything ever happens on special teams, he just runs out on the field. It doesn't matter what position it is. So it tells you a lot about how we feel about John. No different in a football game with the offense. I mean, he can play two back positions, both fullback, halfback, one back. So he does a great job just being a master of the offense, and he has the experience and the relationship with the quarterback and the passing game, the fits and the pass protection, because he's done it for so long since he's been here. And when he has his opportunities with the ball in his hands, he's extremely productive, and he's off to another good start this year. Well, thanks for bringing it up, though. I mean, yeah, I was just thinking about that yesterday.
Really?
No.
Are you emphasizing penalties the same amount? I mean, they've really been cut down this year.
Yes, just like I would think anybody does. I mean, we talk about penalties all the time, and it's really part of our fundamental emphasis. We have an officials report every Thursday. We had one today, and we do a breakdown on officials, which I think a lot of teams do. So. We're very conscientious of playing within the rules of the game. And any time the league sends out, a video with some type of situation or that's being emphasized from the league office, we make sure our players are aware of it.
Mike, were you planning on not going without pads today? Was that the schedule, or did you back off?
I had pads / shells. I just wanted to see where we are. And just really my gut, the Monday night game, it was the first one we played this year. I thought yesterday's practice was a solid practice. I felt the energy wasn't what it needed to be. So I took the pads off today, and actually this was probably as good as the Thursday practice we ever had. I mean, the speed and the tempo was outstanding. We were off the field 12 minutes early, so it definitely benefited. But I was very pleased with the practice today.
Do you usually go without pads during the Thursday
week? No, we padded up every Thursday.
Oh,
yeah, we won't go pads next week.
So you'll have saved some of your pads for...
It doesn't work that way, but, yeah, I know where you're getting to. You don't... By not going pads today, I lost it.
You did?
Yeah, I won't get that back. So.
Is also today pretty much the weather you're expecting on Sunday?
I'm told it's going to be a little warmer on Sunday than today, but the wind was about the same. I think it was about 18 degrees out there, so it was good to get out there and throw the ball around.
Thank you.
They're just, 18-mile-an-hour winds. So,
do you think that loss at Tampa in 09, was that a turning point for this whole program, do you think?
Turning point for the program, I would say not, but definitely a wake-up call. That was a bad day altogether down there. I mean, I don't know if we talked about it after the game. I was standing right outside the training room in the visitor's locker room, and a hot water pipe right above my head exploded, you know, and it didn't get much better from there. I mean, it was crazy. Water flying all over the place. It took them about 20 minutes to turn it off. The locker room was flooded. Guys were out in the hall getting taped, and, you know, then we went out and the game started pretty good for us, but then I did a bad job that day. So it's a game we remember. You know, they had not won a game. They were coming off their bye week, and our team was reminded of it in the Wednesday team meeting. But it was definitely a wake-up call. Definitely a wake-up call.
Has that maybe helped you stay sharp in games where you're quote-unquote expected to win?
Well, it's a good reminder, but I know our football team has a clear understanding because it's emphasized that every game is a different game. What you did last week doesn't mean anything. And, you know, we played well on Monday night, but this is a whole different team. This is a team that challenges a whole different way. We got a lot more to work on as far as the scheme challenges that they bring to the table. So this is a whole different contest, and that's the way we approach it. Well, I think any time you can't get the game turned around as a head coach, I take it very personal. We had a chance to jump out in front of that game, and it just – we never got it back, you know. And then in the fourth quarter, you know, just with the sacks and the things that went on there. So, you know, just felt like I didn't do a very good job.
Is that something that you can use or that you have used to help yourself, or is it just kind of the way things go sometimes?
Absolutely. I'm like everybody else. I'm like every player and coach, part of our football team. I evaluate – my performance every game, whether it's calling plays, you know, there's still plays that keep me up at night, even when you win 45-7. So, it's a part of being honest about your performance. So I'm always trying to improve. You know, managing the game. You know, there's conversations that go on during the game, and even if you don't use those options, but it's all by growing and being better and being ready for, you know, the next time you're in that situation. So yeah, I self-evaluate, and we have. Mike Ayers is in charge of our game management. We have a game management self scout every Monday, so we're always trying to improve.
Is Burnett any closer to losing that club?
Good question. I haven't, you know, talked. I know just the plan is to get smaller as he progresses and as they check it, make sure everything's in place.
Thank you.